This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com. Hmm.
You just have to decide if that's how you feel about Cam Ward. If you think he's head and shoulders above Shedeur Sanders, then absolutely you have to pick up the phone and make that phone call and see what they would be willing to do. I would do that in a heartbeat if that's how you feel. We don't know if that's how they feel, and we're not going to know that until they tell us on draft day, potentially, oh, we've had our eye on Shedeur since November, and we always knew he was our man.
That was Mary Kay Cabot from the Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com, just a few moments ago, saying, yep, you got to make that phone call if you think. See, that Mary Kay, I agree with her on that. You have to make that phone call. And then I thought it was really interesting what she said about other guys. And Andy, that's where this thing is getting sticky to me, is I wonder how the Browns evaluate the other quarterbacks in this draft. If there's one of them that they're giddy for, that they think this is the guy. And if they really think that and they really think he's going to be good, should you take him at number two? And Mary Kay said, you're dang right they should. How does that sit with you?
I'm at the point now where I just kind of – I softened up a little bit on the quarterback stuff, but not, the more I just think about it and the more I just look – don't overthink this. It's Abdul Carter at two, and then it's over. I'm done. I just don't feel like this quarterback is in this draft. And if we've got to play, Wheel of Regret, front office isn't going to be here anyway long enough to play Wheel of Regret. I just don't see it. Even if they're here for three more years and the quarterback doesn't work out. If the whole world is looking at you and you have no clothes on, maybe you should go put some clothes on. Because here we are.
Dan, Andy's talking nudity.
I'm not
actually. Show.
It's the old Emperor Has No Clothes On. Like, the whole world is saying...
You bring that up during spring break week for a lot of our local grade schools, kindergartens,
parents,
daycares.
Parents are
it doesn't matter. They're all at Edgewater.
All be really
they're at Edgewater,
up.
Guys. I'm telling
our
you. They're over at Edgewater.
Calls.
My point is, Abdul Carter at two, done. I'm ready for the draft right now at this point. If the whole world is telling you this isn't a good quarterback draft, and if you thought Cam Ward was the one quarterback that can lead your team to victory over the next 4 or 5 years. Again, I said 4 or 5 because go back and look at Browns history since 99. Give me a quarterback for 5 years, and I'll be the happiest guy on earth. I don't see it. I just don't see it. So just take Abdul Carter at two. Let's move on and maybe try to come back in the end of the first round if you're giddy about a quarterback.
All right, let me. Giddy is a great word.
You love that word, yeah.
I do. Yeah. Here's the thing. This is not about you, okay? You said you don't see it. I don't see it either. But what if the Browns do? Would you be okay?
Then do it.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. Then just do it. Right. But just get ready because it's going to be the same old draft day where 90% or 80% of your fan base thinks, here we go again. The Browns think they're the smartest guys in the room and they're going to take somebody or do something that the whole world is looking at the Browns. We're all going to wake up the next day and see that they got a C, D, or F from the whole world, which doesn't make a difference anyway. What we'll see, though, is that if eventually you end up with a C, D, or an F on the field during the year, it's just we're not getting anywhere. How about just make the smart pick?
Ryan is in Pennsylvania on his way to Ohio, might be in Florida or Vegas sometime soon. Hi, Ryan.
Hey, Rhino.
Hey, just a comment on the conundrum, obviously, what is working in New York for years.
Ryan, you got stuff
Rhino,
going on,
man,
with
you
got
to call us back, man. Sorry.
Try and call us back, buddy. Your phone's a mess. Roman is in Canton. Hi, Roman.
Hey, Roman.
What's up, fellas?
What's going on?
Not too much, man. Just calling in, wanted to talk briefly about just it seems like, again, they need to hit on this draft. And it sounds like the conversation is going along the lines of, well, if they think that they have the guy, then they got to go out and get him and give up a bunch to go get him if that's what they think. But like you said, Phelps, do we trust what they think when it comes to the draft?
Yeah, Roman, I keep going back to that, and I hate that.
I hate it because I don't. And as much as I want to, because I know that we had 4 years of competitive football, and that's why we're so hungry and so upset about last season is because that 3-14 wasn't, in a five-year span, what we were used to. So how do we get back to that? I think the best way to do it is to take the bona fide NFL player at number two who we know is going to be on this team and, you know, hopefully retire from this team like we did with Miles and Chubb. So I think
so that's Abdul Carter, right?
I think you have to, and I think hearing what Deion said yesterday about, you know, well, we're hoping for New York,
Hang on 1 second, Roman. Dano,
yeah.
That quote, Deion, we're hoping for New York, not true, correct?
Not true, according to Deion Sanders. He has gone on Instagram and has said that was not true what was said. They will go wherever, and I quote, go wherever God tells them.
Okay. Understandable, that's fine. But at the end of the day, you know that's where he wants to go. New York has Shadir Sanders written all over him. So leverage that. Leverage that for next year's draft and to take a guy opposite of Miles who we know can compete at the NFL level for a long time, that can, you know, solidify our ends on defense. And sure, we're gonna have to, you know, bite our cheek a little bit this year on the quarterback position and hope that we can get somewhere down the road. But if Cam Ward is the guy who everybody thinks is the most NFL ready out of this draft class, I don't think you can gamble on that. Because if it's only out of this draft class, then what's to say, you know, next year, if he were to be, you know, held for a year or whatever, and we got guys next year coming out that are way more ready to be in the NFL than Cam Ward was, AB and the front office can't risk that right now. They can't, or their jobs are on the line.
All right, Roman, thank you very much.
Take me out to the ball game. What are you doing? Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Watch. Are there jobs on the line? We're gonna talk about that in a little bit. Ryan calling back. Hi, Rhino.
All right, Rhino.
Hey, gentlemen. Yeah, sorry about that.
Much
hey,
better.
I just
Yeah, I just wanted to chime in again. Being in New York, New Jersey here for the past couple weeks, working, listening to the sports talk out here, all they talked about, other than the St. John's and obviously the Yankees, was the quarterback conundrum, obviously, with the Jets and Giants. And it coincides with Browns fans, obviously, just listening. Again, they're enamored with Sanders, just like the previous caller said. Me personally, no, I'm not. I am buyer beware personality right now when it comes to that second pick overall. And again, you had some great points about a week ago, Jeff, when it came to obviously that trade for the second pick with 2016. And again, the only guy we got out of it was Denzel Ward. I understand if you don't hit the picks properly when you make a trade, it's horrifying. But if you do make the proper trade and you get, you know, King's ransom for it, which I feel that this is prison of the moment for these GMs, quarterback laden league is in the forefront. But we as Browns fans should recognize, man, this is, in my opinion, man, this is buyer beware, fool's gold-esque. I just truly, prior to even the Browns having the second pick overall, did not feel good about Ward or Sanders, just being college fan football. And again, now we have the scenario where we have that pick, and it's like, I understand Barry needs, like the guy said previously, we got to worry about Barry more so than this, the Browns team. It's just his job is on the line, and I cannot stand that when it comes to a GM mindful of his job has us fans on edge. It's like, wait a second here. We need to make the right pick, not the pick that's going to keep your gig. I'm not saying that's where his mind's at, but again, a lot of these GMs, they really are on that mind frame.
Ryan, thank you very much, buddy. We appreciate it. Seems that way, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we'll continue coming up here on Baskin and Phelps.